I am Ernest Michanek of Sweden, born 80 years ago in a family with 7 children. I matured at the time when the dictators Hitler and Stalin in the countries just across the Baltic Sea made a deal to share Poland between them and thereby lifted the curtain for the World War II drama. When peace in Europe was in sight, I worked some years as a press reporter, specializing in welfare and labor relations. At 29, I was asked to join the staff of the Minister of Social Affairs in the post-war efforts to develop Sweden into a welfare state. One of the mottos of the welfare state project, if I see it as a big project, was all children should be welcome. And the logical meaning of that is, of course, responsible parenthood, which requires that people exercise family planning. And this became a part of the health system, information and services for everybody. Soon after the Second World War, on the basis of our national experiences, it became a great interest that we could export our findings and our experiences, meeting also the population explosion coming about all over the world, and particularly in the poorer countries. The problem at that time was that in the United Nations, it was not natural that such a matter could be brought up and brought into the United Nations program for development because of the ideological differences between different countries and different cultures. We were not able to act through the United Nations in other ways than by talking. And even that, some delegations sometimes try to stop by procedural tricks. An important milestone was at last passed in the United Nations in 1962, when the Swedish Minister of Family Planning and Welfare and Foreign Aid, Mrs. Ulla Lindström, scored a victory after years of efforts to win a majority for family planning to be included in the United Nations Technical Assistance Program. I was indeed privileged to be instrumental in the success that came about only after a long and hard fight to overcome the resistance among the members of the United Nations. A particular occasion was to be asked to testify in the United States Senate in the 1960s on the Swedish experiences. I was told this helped mobilize the United States to join in the crusade for each and every woman's right to choose whether to have a child or not when she has sex. Millions and millions of deaths by quack abortions bear witness to this enormous and unnecessary loss of life among healthy women. At that time, the average number of childbirths per woman in the poorer countries of the world was nearly 7. Now the number is less than half of that figure. Around 60% of couples now practice family planning. The average number of years a woman lives is 20 years more than it was 4 decades ago.